This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 642, entitled Masculist Media Breakthrough. Description. For the month of October 2023, I was in Europe for 3 weeks in Cambridge, England, and for a week plus in four European cities, Brussels, Paris, Köln, and Amsterdam. In London, I was interviewed for a second time by Brian Rose of London Real fame for 2 hours. The first 90 minutes were on the issue of the threat of massively intelligent machines, in brackets, artilects equals artificial intellects, and an artilect war. The final 30 minutes were on masculism. Brian told me that the first interview had had a 250,000 hits on his many platforms. So this masculist interview will get many hits, making it a breakthrough into the mainstream media, presenting masculist and MGTOW ideas to a mass audience, which is very encouraging for the manosphere, which needs mainstream exposure to spread masculist / MGTOW ideas. The interview can be viewed by clicking on the following link, https://londonreal.tv/, and then all the following words are separated by hyphens. AI will kill one, that's a number, billion people. Do we create our exterminators? Dr., that's Dr., Hugo Degaris, with the final slash. Now the fire itself. Masculist Media Breakthrough by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. For years, I've been dreaming of a major media breakthrough that shows that the masculist/MGTOW message has started to penetrate the mainstream, reaching the general public, the millions. This flyer reports on such a breakthrough. I spent the month of October 2023 in Europe, 3 weeks in Cambridge, England, and spent a week in four other European cities, Brussels, Paris, Köln, Amsterdam. In the first week, I was interviewed by Brian Rose of London Real fame for 2 hours, which was the second of such interviews. Brian told me that the first interview, recorded in May 2023, had received a total of about 250,000 hits over all his video platforms. In brackets, between then and now, that is November 2023, he has had his YouTube channel deleted, but he expects this second interview to receive a similar number of hits. In brackets. The first interview was on the theme of the threat of the rise of massively intelligent machines that I label artilects, that's artificial intellects, with mental capacities trillions of times above the human level. 25 years ago, I wrote a book called The Artilect War, which predicts a major war over the issue of species dominance between cosmists, who want to build these godlike creatures, and Terrans, who are opposed, who want to see human beings remain the Earth's dominant species. I predicted that this artilect war would cost billions of lives, giga death. In brackets, you can read this book for free from my website, see at the bottom, close brackets. The first interview was made with a Zoom call to me in Melbourne, Australia. So the quality of the image was far from high quality. So Brian Rose invited me the next time I'd be in London to have a second interview in his studio using quality hardware, which I did on October 6th, 2023. The first 90 minutes of this second interview was on the same theme, that is, the artilect war. But the final half hour was on masculism, since Brian has a personal interest in men's lib and was willing to give me the opportunity on his show to present the main ideas of masculism and MGTOW. This flyer reports on that interview and reflects on its significance. You can watch that interview by clicking on the following link, and I've already given the link in the intro. If you want to use the masculine part of this interview to spread its ideas on the internet, please do. Feel free. The rise of massive intelligent machines is now a very topical subject, so it's getting a lot of media attention lately, especially since the launch of ChatGPT-4 in December of 2022. After the first interview with Brian Rose in May of 2023, I emailed him a sample of maskless videos I have made and suggested he might like to have some maskless ideas in the second interview. He accepted. So I was delighted to hear him say, when we met on October 6th, face to face for the first time in London, that he planned to talk about maskless ideas in the final part of his second interview. For me, it was the highlight of the four-week holiday that I and my girlfriend took to Europe. I will now be able to use the link of that interview by sending it to many other media outlets, hopefully to great effect. Brian Rose has interviewed several big names in the field of the rise of intelligent machines, such as Ben Goetzel, who's the father of AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, Max Tegmark of MIT, Mo Gordat, author of Scary Smart, Peter Diamandis of XPRIZE fame, etc. So it was an honour for me to be included in such an illustrious group. So what did I say in that final half hour? You can say a lot in 30 minutes if you know your material well and can express it succinctly in a series of sound bites. My girlfriend will often ask me, quote, "Who are you talking to now?" Because my demeanour changes and she knows I'm speechifying to someone in my head. Often I give maskless speeches to people in my head, making maskless points in hopefully as pithy a way as possible. In the interview, I laid out most of the major maskless arguments. For example, that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that women oppress men worse than vice versa, with many of women's major gender crimes against men being horrible and lasting decades, the worst three examples being women's man slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, which I had enough time to explain fairly clearly. I talked about the need for the legislation of men fair laws, for example, in the divorce courts, the creation of the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, equivalent to women's MARA, maternity rejection right. And to make all that practical, the maskers need to create a FIP society. FIP equals financially independent person. Putting powerful moral pressure on women to FIP up or be severely punished by men by not getting one. I emphasised the recent Pew Research Centre poll that showed that over 60% of young men between 18 and 30 in the US not only reject marriage and paternity due to the toxicity of divorce caused by the feminists who took control of the divorce courts in the 70s, but they don't even date women, which has profound implications for demographics and the survival of humanity, a topic that the politicians seem barely aware of. At the end of the interview, I mentioned that the maskers want the creation of GECs, G-E-C's, that's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today. Brian then said that he hoped I would move to Britain so that, quote, "we can continue having these conversations." I replied to him saying, "that's on the cards." One of the major reasons for this month's holiday in Europe was to see if I and my girlfriend could live for 3 months each year in Europe, which in practice would probably be half the time in Cambridge, England, and half the time in Paris, France. Two of the real intellectual centres on the planet, and for me, my lifeblood. We visited Paris for 3 days, during which time I approached the gorgeous building of Le Monde, France's famous newspaper, which is aimed at France's intellectuals, as is France's radio station, France Culture, and ran into a journalist at the entrance who was interested in the rise of AI and had written about it. I got his email address and emailed him for a possible interview. I gave him the link of the Brian Rose interview, so if he watched it, he was exposed to Musk's ideas. While very briefly talking to him outside Le Monde building, I mentioned that I was a specialist in artificial brains and a maskless theorist. He wasn't too happy with the term maskless, so I was not surprised when he did not reply to my email. Later in Cambridge University in England, I had lunch with the director of the university's Centre for the Future of Intelligence, CFI, which is concerned with the rise of AI, who said he would arrange for me to give a talk to his subgroup, who specialises in longer-term thinking of the rise of AI. I sent him the Brian Rose link as well and did not hear back from him. My girlfriend thinks that he did not follow through on his idea of me giving his group a talk was because he did not take kindly to my masker's ideas, which criticise women, which to a lot of people is a real taboo. So on that 1 month trip, I had one real success and two failures on the maskless front. That experience has motivated me to do the following. I have now made well over 600 of these maskless flyers, that's essays, and videoed them. That's a ton of maskless ideas that I now need to condense into a reasonably length little book that summarises the main ideas of maskulism and MGTOW that I can give to the general public so that journalists and media people can say, quote, Professor Hugo de Garis, author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Man's Slaves to Women. So for the coming few months, that will be my major task, to condense my many maskless ideas into a rather short book that spells out what the maskless are talking about. My girlfriend and I used that month's holiday in Europe to test the idea whether we could live 3 months of each year in Europe, specifically half the time in Cambridge, England, and the other half in Paris, France. I've been interviewed several times by Le Monde journalists in the early 2000s, on the theme of massively intelligent machines, speaking to them in French, which is pretty fluent, since I lived 15 years in French-speaking Brussels and had a native French-speaking Belgian wife in the 80s and 90s, until she died of lung cancer due to her smoking heavily in her 20s. I watched a lot of German TV when I was living in Brussels, so my plan is now to go on a vocab push in both French and German, and listen/watch a lot of French and German media on the internet to train my brain to listening to these two languages so that I become competent enough to give interviews in French and German over the next decade or so on the two topics that I'm largely the father of, that is, cosmism, my term for the ideology that favours the creation of artelects, and masculism, my term for men's lib. My girlfriend and I now plan to live in Cambridge and Paris for 3 months of each year, so I can preach cosmism and masculism to the Brits and the French on a yearly basis. That's the plan. Australia, where I currently live, I describe as a sagist shithole. A sage is my term for an intellectual, someone who loves playing with ideas, who usually has an IQ in the top percentile, has a PhD, and writes books. Sagism is anti-intellectualism, a whopping 9 syllables as against 3 in sagism. And a sagist is an anti-intellectual. Living in Australia, I claim, to Americans and Europeans, is like living in a US Midwestern state, except that the whole country, that is Australia, is like that is intellectually sterile, intellectually stuporous. For the past 5 years, living in Oz, which is slang for Australia, largely initially for pension reasons, I have always felt intellectually alienated and have pined to get back where I feel I belong, that is Europe, with its intellectual and cultural richness and sophistication. My girlfriend and I are both strong Europhiles. So this 3 months per year in Cambridge and Paris may save our souls for the remaining decade or so of our good health. I'm currently 76, so not a young man. I'm expecting over the next few years that both these issues of cosmism and masculism will become highly topical. So I want and plan to be the right guy at the right time in the right place to spread these two ideologies to the masses, the millions, so that men can be liberated and the Artlex can be built. This flyer, being masculist, obviously concentrates on the masculist side. As I mentioned to Brian Rose at the very end of the interview, it's tough enough trying to spread ideas about the rise of the Artlex, but trying to spread masculist ideas is 10 times worse. But not all is lost. The fact that this Brian Rose interview on London Real has taken place on the theme of masculism is a very encouraging sign that the masculist / MGTOW message is going mainstream, that a tipping point has been reached in the general acceptance of men's lib issues. The fact that, probably, both the CFI director and the Le Monde journalist both stopped contact due to their dislike of the masculist ideas shows how much further the manosphere has yet to penetrate the public mind. Most people have been so brainwashed with the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street, as pushed by the feminists with their 6-decade monopoly over gender politics, that when they hear masculist ideas with masculists attacking female oppression of men, they often suffer cognitive dissonance. So a lot more work has to be undertaken by the manosphere to make masculist / MGTOW ideas as familiar to the general public as are feminist ideas. The wind is now in our sails, but we still have oceans to cross. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook